Conditions in Lebanon's prisons fall drastically short of even the most basic international standards for human dignity. Over time, these facilities have become centers of both physical and psychological torture, where inmates live under the constant threat of death, much like the notorious torture chambers of authoritarian regimes. The long-overdue relief from these inhumane conditions has yet to materialize, as the voices of detainees anxiously awaiting their prosecution grow louder. For many, the mere act of being escorted to court offers a fleeting sense of respite, as they cling to the hope that their hearing, if not postponed, might finally bring a glimmer of hope to end their suffering. In a recent escalation, inmates in Building B at Rumi Prison have started a lockdown to protest their dire conditions, following the death of their fellow inmate, Omar Maid, who suffered a heart attack without receiving medical assistance. As part of their protest, the prisoners have gone on a hunger strike, threatening to continue their peaceful protest until their rightful humanitarian demands for adequate medical care, food, and medication are addressed. The strikers have also requested a meeting with a government representative to explain their bleak situation and present their demands to caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati. Every inmate is a victim of a slow death. Huna Laubnin reached out to inmate Mahmoud M. from Building B to understand the reasons behind the recent escalation. Mahmoud described the long-standing suffering of the prisoners, which has worsened since the death of Omar Maid, leaving every inmate at risk of experiencing a slow death. According to Mahmoud, every inmate is at risk of the same fate and could die at any moment from medical emergencies, as essential services are lacking. We have reached out to the prison administration to request the presence of a doctor at all times, first aid supplies, and a nearby ambulance for emergency transport. We also asked for permission for families to bring food regularly, but our request was denied. As a result, we decided to take peaceful escalation measures with the hope of making our voices heard. Mahmoud pointed out that the prison conditions have severely deteriorated since the start of Lebanon's economic crisis in 2019, urging the authorities to take responsibility before more inmates fall victim to medical neglect and the lack of basic living conditions. Another inmate from Building B described the conditions at Rumi Prison as catastrophic, saying, "We have been suffering and begging for help for years, but no one listens or acknowledges our pain. Our situation is like that of the dead who have been forgotten, only a few remember us." Rumi, an inhumane prison. The state of Lebanon's prisons can be characterized as ranging from poor to extremely dire, and in all cases, inhumane, as the prison administration has failed to assume its role and duty of rehabilitating the inmates. Were it not for the efforts of some NGOs and civil organizations, conditions would likely be even worse. Inmates continue to endure significant suffering, as reflected in recurrent protests, riots, escapes, and acts of self-harm. Rumi Prison, Lebanon's largest, currently holds over 4,000 inmates despite its capacity being limited to just 1,200. It faces severe challenges across the board: a crumbling structure, inadequate security equipment, overcrowding, and critical shortage of doctors, medical supplies, and essential first aid. Persistent issues with food and sanitation further exacerbate the situation. The inmates describe the prison as a pigsty. Huna Laubnin raised the prisoners' concerns with a senior official at Rumi Central Prison, who confirmed the following: "The condition of the prison deteriorates daily. Overcrowding is a major issue, and we are short on guards to handle yard management, security, and other tasks. Medical care is inadequate, and the quality of food has significantly declined. Chicken, which was previously served twice a week, is no longer provided. The only meat available now is ground beef, cooked with rice, rice with meat, and served three times a week. Furthermore, the buildings and sanitary facilities are in a dilapidated condition." The primary issue highlighted by the senior official at Rumi is the slow pace of trials and investigations, which can drag on for many years. This delay may result in a sentence that is shorter than the time already served by the inmate if they are not acquitted. The official called for a review of excessive sentences, emphasizing that this is crucial for addressing overcrowding. The source believes that the peak of Rumi Prison's problems lies in the presence of foreigners, particularly Syrians, who make up more than 40% of the prison population. This is an exceedingly high proportion that requires an immediate solution. He added, "We have been informed of the prisoners' demands and their refusal to accept food, drink, and medication until their requests are met. We will relay the following demands to the relevant authorities. Asterisk ensuring a doctor at the prison 24/7. Asterisk stocking the pharmacy with emergency medications, such as tablets for high blood pressure and insulin for diabetes. Asterisk providing essential supplies, including food, canned goods, blankets, etc. Asterisk relaying their demands and grievances to the Prime Minister to find solutions. Although recent actions have been relatively peaceful, Rumi Prison witnessed several mutinies and violent incidents, notably in 2020 at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, and in 2015 and 2011, when inmates took guards hostage and set mattresses and personal belongings on fire. Authorities must urgently take action to improve prison conditions to prevent fostering resentment among inmates and to ensure that prisons fulfill their role as reformative institutions, helping inmates to reintegrate and be accepted back into society.